No, look, obviously Steve McDonald is out, you know, so no, everyone else is good to go at the moment, so like, fingers crossed that we'll get next 9 days that we won't pick up an injury, though.
Yeah, certainly. And imagine everyone's raring to go, and it's kind of must be tough to keep a lid on that this week.
Yeah, it looks like, I suppose, look, Phil has just been focused from training session, so look, we haven't really, wouldn't really be overly talking about the game as such, you know, so just kind of getting ourselves prepared and making sure, I suppose, Phil has been more anxious that they don't pick up any niggles or anything like that, or get any kind of injuries that would keep them out of the game. So, you know, really looking forward to 9 days time, you know.
And Conor Sullivan back as well.
Yeah, Conor Sullivan back, great. Look, you know, obviously, first look, Conor's a fantastic player, you know, but look, he opted out last year himself for his own reasons, whatever they were, you know, so he's been very focused for us this, you know, and his, you know, he's a bit of injury there at the start of the year, you know, missed a few games, but since he's come back in, he's been fantastic, you know.
How did you deal with the criticism as a squad, like coming off the league campaign?
Look, I suppose, look, in fairness to the boys and the players themselves, I don't think they bought into it too much, you know. I suppose it was different from us, you know, being a new kind of management team inside it. And look, at the end of the day, you're trying to do your best, you know, I suppose. And look, you just try and keep yourself isolated from it and kind of, you know, stay focused on what you think needs to be done and what you think is going well and areas that you that didn't go well in those matches, yeah. And try and work through it, you know, because look, at the end of the day, look, it's all counts in championship, you know.
Did it sting you as a management team, though?
Not really, no. I wouldn't think, I suppose maybe shocked, maybe one or two of us, all right, you know, but I suppose, look, I've been involved with SARS. It's at a different level, you know, yeah. But look, I suppose it depends on what, I suppose, sometimes it depends what type of job you have, you know. I'm working inside in a factory below and being a skiddy and you're kind of locked away and fellas don't really care, you know. Yeah. Whereas if you're out and about and you're kind of a rep job or something, yeah, like that, exactly, and you're meeting, yeah, fellas, it's kind of, it can get for every fella, every time Dick and Harry. So I'll be honest, it didn't even enter my thoughts, really, you know.
But imagine you're kind of buzzing after that Galway performance and it showed you what you can do at a high level.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest, I think look, it showed us that we were kind of maybe going in the right direction. But look at the same time, look, that was only a small positive, which was a blip of our league. Campaign as such, you know. So look, we're in no illusions of where we are or what we need to do, you know. So look, we need a huge performance against Tipperary in 9 days time, and look, I think, to be honest, look, I think the Cork probably deserve it, but to be honest, the players deserve it.
And does being underdogs heading into it kind of take the pressure off you a bit?
Look, I suppose, look, in theory it probably does, like, but I suppose my own thing is, look, this is Cork hurling, you know, and look, you're under pressure to perform and under pressure to get results, you know, and look, that won't make a difference if we don't perform against Tipperary in 9 days time. It won't make a difference that we were underdogs or fellas didn't believe we were going to do it, you know. You still have to perform, you know.
What are you expecting against them next week?
Well, I suppose we're expecting Tipperary to come with all guns blazing, I suppose. That's what, for to use a cliche, like, but you know, look, they're a fantastic hurling team, you know, fantastic players involved, you know, and look, I suppose what we're expecting is our fellas to match and hopefully go beyond it and look, hopefully put in a very big performance and hopefully win that match.
And heading up to Thurles as well, a big Cork crowd is always guaranteed up there as well.
Oh, look, there'll be a huge Cork crowd, look, and I think in fairness, look, I suppose anywhere you go, and I suppose learning this as I've been involved with Cork, like, you know, this is a great affinity for the Cork hurling team, you know, and fellas have a great love for it, you know. So look, we're expecting a huge performance from our guys, but at the same time, we know it's not going to be easy, and that look to where we are, overwhelming favourites.
Given that it's your first year as a management team, what are you expecting from the summer? I mean, like, what's going to be a good year for you?
Look, I suppose, look, we're taking every game as it comes, really, and look, I suppose, look, at what we're concentrating really is Tipperary, and we've set no really high goals as such, you know. Look, we're happy that players have performed, and some of the fellas have come back into the squad, like Sir Conor Sullivan and William Egan, that they've performed very well for us since they've come back, you know, after their hiatus. But look, I suppose, look, at the end of the day, with Cork hurling team, you need to win championship matches, and that's what we're taking every game as it goes.
Would you be confident of full tilt? You could give them a rattle next week.
Yeah, look, I'd be honest. I think we're very confident that we would perform, you know, and that we'll put it up to Tipperary, like, but at the same time, look, they're a highly skilled team, highly experienced team, you know, which probably is probably a bit more than our fellas. They've probably played more big games, you know, but look, at the same time, I think our fellas are ready to go, and we're expecting a big performance.
Excellent, best of luck.
Cheers, Rory.